Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 8. Comfort my people. Thirsty. The problem with idolatry. In chapter 14, we read from verse 18. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melts a graven image, and the goldsmith spreads it over with gold and casts silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. So you produce something with your hand, and then you bow down in front of it and say, "You're my God." That's the way how it is. And then, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sits upon the circle of the earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. We are as grasshoppers. That's even too big, too tall. He stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. That's our God. Our Creator. So we could think about these people of history telling them, how stupid you are, how can you do that? But maybe idolatry is within our ranks. What is an idol for you? Everything that takes the place of God, everything that is on the first place in your heart, is your idol. Whether it is a harpy, or a material, or a person, an animal, whatever. Whatever takes the first place in your heart, that's your idol. And if it is not God, it is your idol. If it is God, then it's fine. If he is on the first place, then you are even. Otherwise you are up and down in your character. So all these questions we read here, there is a sense in that to find out, who are you and who is God? We are small, we are worms, we are grasshoppers. We are nothing in comparison to him. Nevertheless, he is interested in you. That is so astonishing to me. The creator of the universe is interested in your welfare. Yes. And he wants you to be developed in a way that you will be astonished. What can be? He wants you to rise higher and higher. Have you not known? Have you not heard? It's time to concentrate on the real thing. And to throw away all the things which are just put in front of your eyes. Did you look at this? Next time at this, and then at this. It will, all these things will disappear. But the Word of God, it will remain forever. Even when heaven and earth have gone, this Word will remain. It is holy, and it is the truth, and it will help you to master this life.